is the time, is the place, is the motion. Greece is the way we are feeling. Ow!
Ah, grab a broom, Dee. Make yourself at home.
Goodbye.
Dee, is that my laundry?
Yeah, Mama finished the laundry. I brought it over.
Oh, thank you.
Do you want a tip to deliver, girl, or next time do you want starch in your shorts?
I like your hair. You look great.
Forget it, Raj. It's still gonna cost you.
I'll give it to you later. Hey, don't put that there. Just straighten up the place.
That straight?
Yeah, I've been cleaning all day, putting everything in its place.
Yeah, the room looks so much larger.
It always does when Rerun isn't in it.
That's right. He's in New York, right?
Yeah, ABC decided to send three of their pages to work on a new quiz show, and Rerun lucked out. They even paying for all his expenses.
Does that include meals?
Of course.
There goes the network. What's that?
Snake is unhappy because he has to clean out Rerun's side of the room. He'll be here until Rerun gets back.
Doesn't he have his own apartment?
He did, but the owners decided to tear the place down.
I saw that place. I thought it already was torn down.
Oh, hi, Dee.
I hear you're cleaning Rerun's room.
Yeah, and I hate it. Doing the best I can do without a bulldozer.
Hey, Raj, I know you and Rerun go camping a lot, but a polka dot tent?
That's his nightshirt, Snake. Snake, fight the dust.
Oh, yeah, right, Raj.
Come in.
Hi, Raj.
Hey, Earl.
Hi, Dom.
Hi.
What's all this?
They're cleaning the place.
They're cleaning the place what? Come on, DC. You know I love when you call me that.
They're cleaning the place, kid.
All right, baby.
Watch out, here it comes again.
Oh, hi, Laura.
Hi, Snake.
All that came from the closet?
No, I'm still trying to carve a path to the closet.
Hey, those pom-poms.
Oh, those happen to belong to one of the greatest cheerleaders Jefferson High ever had.
Who is that?
Rerun.
Rerun was a cheerleader?
Mm-hmm. He was head cheerleader 2 years ago.
He must have looked great in those short skirts.
Especially when it was windy.
Well, he may have been great, but not as great as the little lady I saw practicing after school today.
Who was that?
Wonder Woman.
Dee's not a cheerleader.
Oh, yes, she is. She was jumping up and down, twisting and turning those crazy hips a mile a minute.
Are you trying out for cheerleader, Dee?
Yeah, I've been practicing after school. The tryouts are Friday. I've been so nervous I haven't been able to sleep all week.
You're a cinch, crazy hips.
Well, Dee, if you need any expert advice, let me know. See, I've been playing varsity sports all my life, and I've heard cheers for every occasion.
Hmm. Well, Snake, here you go. How about one for cleaning up this room?
Oh, sure, Raj. Sis bam bump, pick up the junk. Sis bam boom, you throw it in the other room. Sis bam bear, I'll see you all later.
I've only got about 5 minutes before the bus comes.
There's just enough time for a vanilla shake.
Well, hi, Dee and Julie.
Hi.
So, what can I get you?
Two vanilla shakes.
Two vanilla shakes! Well, who am I yelling at? I'm the only one working. Slow down, Shirley, slow down. Listen, how you doing, Julie?
Well, classes were a lot easier at my old school before I got best here.
Well, just hang in there, okay? I'll get you shakes.
You'll get used to this school pretty soon.
Well, you've really helped a lot, Dee. You introduced me to all your friends, and you talked me into going to the cheerleading tryouts.
Cheerleading tryouts?
Julie and I are going out for the team.
Oh, that's great. You know, I once tried for the cheerleading. Yeah, but I just kept getting two things all mixed up.
What?
My feet. I couldn't get them to go.
I've got the same problem.
Yeah.
You just gotta keep at it, Julie. Let's try that cheer I've been teaching you all day.
I still don't think I can do it.
Oh, yes, you can. Try it. Try it.
I'll show you one more time. Kick to the left. Kick to the right. Stand up, sit down. Fight, fight, fight. Yay, Jefferson.
Hey!
Yeah, all right, that's the part of the game where I stand up and I throw my towel on the bench and I walk over to the coach and take a few deep breaths and I say, hey, coach, I feel good. I feel real good. Send me in.
Sit down, fool.
You know, that's exactly what the coach said.
Oh, okay, now, Julie, you try. Let's see what you can do. Come on. Yeah.
Kick to the left,
yeah.
Kick to the right, sit up, stand down, fight, fight, fight. Yay, Jefferson! Oh.
Come out. Are you okay, Dwayne?
Huh?
Oh, gee, I'm sorry, Dwayne. Did I hurt your leg?
Oh, that's okay. I can still use it for limping.
I'm just a klutz.
No, you're not.
No. You're not a klutz. See, I'm a klutz. It takes years to be a good klutz.
Then I'm not.
No, but you're off to a good start. Just keep it up.
Come on, Julie, you can do it.
What y'all doing? Queens, two burgers, medium. Yeah.
Thanks, Shirley. They look great. Until you get a closer look. What happened to the meat?
Well, now, I'm glad you asked me that because I can explain it to you. See, now, that is grade A choice beef. Uh-huh, and it came from a grade A choice cow. You want to know his name? His name was Charlie. What? Listen, Charlie was a good old cow. Yes, he just grazed in the pastures by day and just stared at the stars by night. Until one day, somebody sneaked up behind poor little Charlie and just... Now, I guess you're safe. Now, why would anybody do that to poor Charlie? Well, because so that you and you could have hamburgers. Now, I guess you would like a larger portion of poor dead Charlie, huh?
Not really.
Oh.
Sorry, Charlie.
Listen, when will you know if you made cheerleading team?
They haven't finished the tryouts yet. Karen's gonna come over and tell us as soon as they post the results.
Oh.
I don't have to wait for Karen. I know how I did.
Don't take it so bad, Julie. At least you tried.
I guess you're right.
I mean, you tried. That's what's important. Winning isn't everything.
Lou D's a cheerleader. Lou D is a cheerleader. Oh, I can remember when you said go, 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 and all it meant was you had to. Now you're a big time cheerleader. Look at you. Get on down.
Hi, Julie. And hi, Dee.
Oh, hi, Julie.
Shirley, can I talk to you for a sec?
Oh, sure. Just start moving your lips.
No,
listen.
I knew somewhere where we could be alone.
Oh, no. If you go in there, you will be alone. I'm not gonna...
Well, how about over there, Shirley?
Okay. Let me tell you, Dee's gonna be a little cheerleader. You know, with the rock.
Look, Shirley.
Huh?
If you had something good to do and something bad to do, which would you do first, the good or the bad?
The good.
But what if you knew that the good would be ruined by the bad? And the bad would make the person who heard the good feel bad, and the person that heard the bad wouldn't feel good when he hears the good.
Have you been playing basketball again and hitting your head on the rim?
Come on, Shirley, really, if you had to tell somebody something and you didn't know how to tell them, how would you tell them?
You just tell them.
Why didn't I think of that?
Because you hit the head on the rim, remember that?
Hi, Dwayne, how was basketball practice?
Great, just great. Hey, guess what? They posted the results for the new cheerleaders.
They did? Yeah. Great.
Congratulations, Julie. You made it. You're a cheerleader.
I made it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Can you believe that?
No, I can't.
That's fantastic. Now do you see what trying does?
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Dee. I couldn't have done it without you.
Hey, look. Two victory sodas on the house coming right up.
Yeah.
You'd better make that one. Julie, you made it. But Dee, you didn't. I'm sorry.
That's terrible, Dee. You're much better than I am.
I guess they didn't think so. Congratulations, Julie. You better go pick up your uniform and pom-poms.
Yeah, I guess so. I'll see you later, Dee, and I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Hey, Dee. Look, don't let it get you down, all right?
Right, because you said that winning wasn't everything, and I heard you say it myself.
Yeah.
But that was when I thought I won.
Who is it?
It's a little girl.
I was afraid of that. What do you want, little Earl?
I want in, Raj.
I was afraid of that, too.
Look, Raj, we're two men of the world, right?
Right.
So it's time we had a little talk. Sit down, Raj.
Thank you.
It's about your sister, Dee. Has she spoken for you?
She's more at the age where she's spoken, too.
That's good. I don't think she should rush into anything at 13. I think she should wait a couple of years till I'm 13.
Okay. I'm sure she will, little Earl, but I got to study, pal. Okay?
I'll get it. Hi, sweet cakes.
Hello.
What's the matter? Where's the smile that lights up my life?
I left it at the soda shop.
Dee, what's wrong?
I was rejected as a cheerleader. Julie made it, but I didn't.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe, too. You were so good.
Good? She was great. I've seen you in action. You belong in the Cheerleaders Hall of Fame. You're the best.
Thanks, Earl.
I mean it, Dee. You were robbed. Want me to beat up on somebody for you?
Hey, thanks, little Earl. You're a good friend. But I think I can handle it from here, pal.
Okay, Dee, but don't forget. I'll be around if you need me.
I won't forget.
Take care. You got a right to be disappointed.
I've got a right to be mad. Everybody thought I did the routines better than Julie. Even Julie did.
Well, I saw you rehearsing, and I think you were great. But I'm your brother.
Well, sometimes even brothers can be right.
Dee, I know it's disappointing. I mean, but disappointments happen. They're part of living. Remember when I went after that newspaper job and it went to another guy? Well, I had my heart set on that job. But it wasn't the end of the world. And remember when Mama entered into that community fair? She made a beautiful quilt. And we thought she'd win first place.
And she came in third?
That's right. So we don't always come in first, but we have to try. And doesn't that tell you something?
Sure. Our family's got a lot of losers.
Now, Dee, you don't mean that.
No, I'm just mad. It isn't fair.
Well, you think maybe there was a mistake?
There was. They picked Julie instead of me.
Well, if there was a mistake, somebody should go down there and talk to someone.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Someone should go down there and talk to the principal.
You will? Thanks, Raj.
No, you're old enough to handle this yourself, young lady.
That's what Mama said.
Mm-hmm. So get on it and good luck.
Yeah.
If it helps any, I'm very proud of you.
It helps, but not an awful lot.
Come in.
Excuse me, Mr. Bradley. I just talked to the coach and she told me to see you.
Have a seat, Dee. What is it now? Did someone steal the girl's shower curtain again?
No. I came to talk to you about why I didn't get picked as a cheerleader.
Oh, okay. Why didn't you?
Well, the coach said that because of busing, they picked a white girl instead of me.
Oh, she shouldn't have said that.
Why? Isn't it true?
Yes, but she shouldn't have said it.
Well, was there an order from this office saying I couldn't be a cheerleader?
Young lady, your name was never mentioned.
It didn't have to be. When there's one white girl and one black girl, and you say give it to the white girl, and that happened to be the black girl, that's the same as mentioning my name.
Well, it's true. You certainly are black.
Someone told you?
No, I... We have three black girls on the team and three white girls. Now, doesn't that sound right?
No. The best cheerleaders should be cheerleaders. That sounds right.
My dear, right and wrong are not that simple. There are areas of indecision, areas of gray. Things are seldom black and white.
Except for the cheerleading team.
Young lady, now that we are busing white students into our school, we have to try to achieve a racial balance.
Oh, I get it. So you're going to have a half-white, half-black basketball team?
Well, no.
And a half-white, half-black track team?
Well, no.
And on the football team, the halfbacks are going to be half-blacks?
Well, that's not possible.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't have to make sense. It's school policy. I mean, it may not look as though it makes sense, but we have to take the long-range view. What we're trying to do is to erase the line between blacks and whites.
Then why do you keep pointing it out?
I'm sorry, but you are not arguing a case before the Supreme Court. Although maybe you could.
So what are you going to do about my place on the cheerleading team?
There's nothing I can do. Progress and pain go hand in hand. But believe me, the intention of busing is good. Although some people are going to be hurt along the way. You do understand?
Oh, sure, I understand.
Good.
You have your job to do.
Right.
Until they start busing principals.
Come on, Dee, you've been through four straws and you haven't had your first sip of malt yet.
I'm sorry, Shirley. I'm still upset.
Hey, I don't blame you. I mean, if I had the same raw deal you have, I'd be even more upset than you are.
You would?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd have to give somebody some pom-pom sandwiches. You know what I mean? I mean, a kick to the right, kick to up their nose, I would go. Oh, you come here. Hey, come on. You can handle it. It'll be all right.
Hi, Shirley. Hi, Dee.
Oh, hi, Julie.
How you doing?
The pits.
Me too. Pits.
Yeah, well, welcome to Rob's pit stop.
Dee, I'm really sorry about what happened. I just...
Forget it. I'll get over it.
Well, I won't.
Why? You've got nothing to be mad about.
Yes, I do. See, the school bused in some Chicano kids, and the principal felt there should be at least one Chicano cheerleader on the team. So they had to get rid of one of us. Me.
You?
You mean you were bumped for the Chicano cheerleader? Oh, I just feel awful. I mean...
Thanks, Shirley.
No. For the Chicano. See, as soon as the Chinese kids move in the neighborhood, they're gonna bump her.
See, but... What bothers me is the Chicana girl wasn't as good as I was.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah.
I know, Dee. I'm not very good, and I'm sorry. I always felt you should have had that spot.
Hey, well, listen here. Why don't you two ladies try again next year? Better song.
You're right, Shirley.
I am?
Yes.
Yes.
Would you really be willing to try for the cheerleading team again?
Yeah, would you?
Well, sure.
All right.
Hey. Hey, hi, hi.
What's happening? Hey, Shirley. Hey, Dee, I heard about the bad news. I'm really sorry.
That was yesterday's news. We're talking about next year.
Oh, you're gonna try it again, huh, sis?
Absolutely. Me too.
All right.
And not only are we gonna try, we're gonna win.
Hey, well, that's the spirit.
Right on.
Good for you.
Yeah, these are my little ladies.
Hey, well, look, you and Julie may not be able to lead the cheers this year, but it doesn't mean you can't get one. Ready?
Yeah.
Hey. Kick to the left.
Yeah.
Kick to the right. Uh-huh. Julie and Dee, hey, they're all right.
Yeah.
Kick to the left. Uh-huh.
Well, Rog, what do you think?
What do I think about what?
My stew. What do you mean about what?
Oh. Mmm. Not bad.
And the salad? Mmm. Well, how about the iced tea? Is that all right?
Mmm. Fine.
Then why do I have to ask you?
Ask me what?
Why'd I have to ask you how do you like the meal? I went through a lot of trouble cooking it. The least you could do is say, Snake, I like the meal.
Snake, I like the meal.
Sure, now after I drag it out of you.
Snake, it really is a nice dinner.
Nice? I knocked myself out cooking you this great meal, and all you can say is, it's nice?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure you are.
Snake, look, you're right. It's not a nice dinner. It's a great dinner, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Snake, I love the dinner. You're a great cook. The stew is great, the salad, the iced tea, it's all wonderful. For heaven's sake, what do you want me to do, stand up and cheer?
Would you mind?
I'll stand up and kick my heels, rah, 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 for Snake's great meal. Satisfied?
Yeah, I guess so.
Good.
Rog.
Yes?
Why is it that you never take me anywhere?